We left off that the Chayadim says Tima Balma is Mutter, and Tima Balma is defined past the size of a kebaya or smaller, passable a kistin, bread, cake, bread like mazonas, cake, etc. The size of a kebaya or less is Mutter. Then it says that basar, peiris, even harbe, many peiris is mutter, and even basar and gavina are mutter as well, without a limit. However, we mentioned that there are some who disagree nowadays that it's become more common for people to make a meal out of that. And Chazal's concern was a person would come home at the end of the day after working and sit down to have his meal, and next thing he knows, he ate something, he fell asleep, and he loses maruf. And the point of Chazal was, when you lived in a world where a person always made the meal out of bread, if he didn't wash, it means he wasn't really sitting down to eat. It was clearly just a snack, which would not prevent him from going out to Daven Marav, etc. So nowadays, if people make meals even without washing, there's a good argument to say that we have this concern, even by just eating meat. A person will come home, sit down to his meal, have his meat and potatoes, and those type of things, and he's sitting down to the meal. Next thing he knows, he fell asleep and he forgets Marav. So that's a good argument. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Sefer in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch called Mizkeres HaShulchan, makes his argument and he compares it to a discussion in Hilchos Sukkah. So the Shari Tshuva in Hilchos Sukkah discusses this issue in regards to, do you have to eat Basar and Gevina only inside of the Sukkah? So the straight Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham and Meshavura follow the argument that the Chiyuv to eat in a Sukkah passes the same share over here more than a Kebeya, with the exception of the first night, then maybe the mitzvah is just with the Kazayas, but all the rest of Sukkah, the Chiyuv Sukkah is food more than a Kebeya. And again, the idea is that just a snack, a person would eat outside of his home, so you can eat outside of your Sukkah as well. You're mechuyev to live in your Sukkah the way you live in your home. Well, I eat meals at home. I don't eat meals in the middle of the street, but I might eat a snack not at home. So therefore I have to go to the Sukkah for my meals, but snacks are permitted. So Mikra Din, past the size of a kebaya or less, is permitted outside of the Sukkah. The same thing with mizonos. And basar and gvina and peiros are permitted outside of the Sukkah. That's how you go straight Shulchan Aruch, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. The Shari Tshuva brings from the Ginnis Varadim, which is the Prima Godim, that he says a person is kebaya meal out of basar and gvina, you have to eat it in the Sukkah. The argument being that sometimes a person makes a meal out of that, and such a meal he would only eat it in his home. So if you only eat it in your home, you have to eat it in the Sukkah during Sukkahs. And the Mishnah Berurah does not bring this Shita, and the Mishnah Berurah is not choshish for it. He does not seem to be concerned about this Shita. But that is the argument. So the Miskeres HaShulchan on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that he feels the same thing would be true with regards to Mincha as well. So, regards to Marav as well. So it's an argument. Again, the Mishnah Berurah does not bring it neither in Hilchos Sukkah nor over here. So I cannot say it's a binding halacha concept, but it would be appropriate for a person who has a choice to go to a Marav or sit down to eat his meal, that a person would try and set up his schedule as such that he would go to Marav before sitting down to eating such a meal. Okay, now, the next step that the Chayyadim deals with is, let's say a person didn't follow this halacha and he started his meal. Is he mechuyev to interrupt the meal to say Kriya Shema? Once he started already, it's going to be permitted. So this goes into the rules of that Chazal in general set up prior to mitzvahs. We do not want you to get involved in other things. We have this concern you might get distracted and forget to do them. It applies to before Kriyas and Megillah. It applies to before taking a little bit of Esrig, before putting on tefillin. The person didn't have tefillin, so he davened Shacharis. So it's not before tefillah, but he didn't put on tefillin yet today. So that would be an issue. A person who fasted on Tisha B'Av until Chatzos, putting on tefillin by Mincha later on in the day. So he davened already, so he's not eating before davening. But is he allowed? We have a problem of him eating before doing the mitzvah. So this is a general rule. If you started B'Isser, you weren't supposed to start, and you started on Yom Chuyiv to be Mafsik. The general rule is, for Mitzvah D'Raisa, if you started B'Isser, you're Mechuyiv to be Mafsik. For Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, if you started B'Isser, you're not Mechuyiv to be Mafsik, as long as you know that there'll be time post your eating to do the mitzvah. So I sit down, have a meal, takes me an hour to eat the meal, and I'm going to finish the meal before the end of the end of the Zman Maariv, the whole night ahead of me. The person sits down in the middle of the afternoon for the meal. There, generally speaking, his meal takes an hour, half an hour, whatever it is. There's plenty of time afterwards to daven mincha. So mincha is rabbanon, so he shouldn't have started, but if he started, he's not mechuyav to be mafsik. He starts a meal right close to shkia, and he realizes as he finishes the meal, he will lose man mincha. He's mechuyav to be mafsik immediately and daven mincha, even though it's a mitzvah rabbanon. But mitzvah deraisa, I have plenty of time, but still I have mechuyav to be mafsik. So shema is the raisa, and tefillah is the rabbanon. So the chayalim will go through the pratim, as Hashem will do that in tomorrow's shir. Have a good morning.